Well, first we have Maggie Amos. She's Cass County Fair Princess for this year. Maggie, tell us about your family.
Well, my parents are Jeff and Patty Amos of Griswold, and my next younger sister is Cassie Amos, and then my youngest sister is Marie. My older sister, Keeleen, passed away last August. That has been rough this last year, learning to deal with the loss. It's been a difficult challenge, but it's really helped me learning to deal with that, and it's really strengthened me a lot this year.
Why'd you want to get involved in the Fair Queen competition?
Part of the deal of getting my prom dress was that I had to do the competition, and I've always liked seeing the dresses out there, and I just thought it'd be a fun experience. I did Griswold Reunion Contest, and I got princess in that, so I thought it'd be a fun experience to go ahead and do county contest, and I guess it was worth it.
Well, talk about what do you do at the fair? What kind of things do you bring to the fair normally?
I just do static exhibits up here at the building, but I'm also involved in clothing selection. My mom is a superintendent of that, and I'm junior superintendent of that this year. So I help her set up the schedule. I help take people back to their rooms for judging on the day that we have judging. I also do my own projects in that. I take photos. I do food and nutrition because I love baking. The last couple years I've had pies that have gone to state. This year I had a pie considered for state. I'll find out later if it goes to state or not. And I just do different projects up here at the building.
Very good. What got you interested in 4-H in the first place? Is it just something you knew you were always going to do?
Well, my mom grew up in 4-H and my dad did too. And that's another thing. My dad, he always did animals and stuff, and that was one compromise we made was we could do 4-H, but we couldn't do animals, so we do cats and dog. We actually have another dog that we're going to take to fair here in the next couple years. So,
okay. Sounds like you always have a busy time of it. What are your future plans?
My future plans, I would like to go into the culinary field, so I'm thinking about going to maybe Iowa Western or DMAC, but actually I'm more thinking about this next year just to get my feet wet in the college life, going to Nebraska Christian College for a year, and then transferring over to go to Iowa Western or a culinary school.
Okay, you've thought a lot about this. Well, very good. Well, give the youngsters some advice. What would you want them to know about why they should get involved in stuff like 4-H, FFA?
It definitely teaches you a lot about leadership and how to interact with people. It shows you how to build new relationships and just interact with people, and you learn new things. You learn how to make stuff and just interact with new people and meet new people and do different things.
Okay. Try a lot of different things. Well, very good. Well, congratulations to you. Enjoy your week.
Thank you. Okay. You have a good week, too.
Well, thanks. I'll sure try. All right, let's bring in Logan Potter. Logan is the Cass County Fair Prince this year. Congratulations. Tell us about your family.
Well, I am the son of Brent and Amy Potter, and I've lived in rural Griswold, Iowa my entire life, and I'm part of the Griswold Clubsters 4-H Club for 10 years, and I was a member of the Griswold FFA for 2 years, but I decided to resign from that because I've decided to go away from the agricultural field and move into history and law.
Okay, very good. Well, talk a little bit about your experience in being involved in 4-H and FFA. Has it been a good one for you?
Oh, it's been definitely a good one for me. I really encourage everyone to get involved in 4-H and FFA, and just because of my personal experience, it's been great to build my work ethic, and it's just kind of like running your own little business. You know, you buy a calf, and then you got to buy feed for it, and you got to keep up with how much feed to give them and the expenses, and then at the end of the year, you sell them, and you get your revenue, and you figure out how much you can make and how much you lost, stuff like that. So it's a really good experience for anybody, not if you just want to get into business, but just any aspect, because, I mean, you got to take that into account if you want to buy a home or a farm or something like that. So it's pretty good for just anybody, not just agriculturally, but anybody that wants to learn stuff like that.
Was it kind of expected that you'd be involved in something like that?
Well, yeah, my family has been involved in 4-H. My mother and father were both members of Cass County 4-H Club, so it was something that needed to be done in my family, and I'm glad that I was born into that situation where I could have the opportunity.
Okay, well, very good. Well, talk a little bit about the other contestants involved. Pretty good group of folks?
Oh, definitely. Everyone who got a crown and didn't get a crown, bunch of great kids, and I just really encourage them to do it again. And like I said before, anybody that wants to do this sure has the opportunity. It's a great thing to do. Just be involved in everything you can, I guess. Dexter, our king, and Haley, our queen, are just great bunch of kids. I've known them for about as long as I can remember, and I'm so glad that they got that. And Maggie, she's been to my church, and she's gone to my school, and they're just great bunch of kids, and I'm so glad that it happened for them.
Very good. Well, congratulations to you, too. We're happy you had the opportunity to be up there, too, and entertain a little bit last night.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. It was great to have you up there, too.
Gee, thanks. Everybody loves everybody. Let's bring in the king, Dexter McDermott. Dexter, talk a little bit about, first of all, your family. Introduce us to your family.
I am the son of Rex and Beth McDermott. I also have a brother and sister, Walker and Morgan. And that's about it for my family.
Okay. You're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, I'm mostly involved in the agriculture world through the cattle mostly. I like to take on the cow-calf mostly. You know, every morning waking up at 6:30 and you're not done till chores till 10, you know, just running around all the country looking at cows and making sure everything's okay. And being able to go out and do row crop, you know, tilling or helping Dad get seed to the planter or helping get the crane cart to town or whatever, however that's handled.
You know, there are a lot of kids, though, that are born into agricultural families, and it's just kind of expected that they're going to be there, whether they really like it or not. But you kind of like this stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I've always been expected of it because, you know, my grandpa, very past and ever since McDermott came to Wyota and built the first farm that we still have in the family, I mean, it's just been expected through generation to generation to keep going with farming. And I really want to go on with it, so, I mean, I'm really happy that I can be able to go on with it.
Speaking of all in the family, I understand that you're not the first McDermott to wear that crown.
No, but my dad told me a week or two ago, he was like, Ray was able to wear it in 1950, I can't remember the exact year, but it was around that year where he won it and was able to be king of Cass County Fair.
Yeah, right. Pretty cool that you get to do this now. Talk about the rest of the guys and the gals that were involved in the competition. Good group of people.
Oh, they're a wonderful group of people. I've known most of them all my life, you know, through 4-H, through community projects, through, you know, church and other things like that. You know, I've just mostly known them. And through Dad's various businesses, you know, you get to see everybody come in and out, and you get to know a lot of people that way.
Give the kids some advice. Why should they get involved in stuff like this?
I was involved through my family. You know, you were brought into it, and I hope everyone could have a chance like this to get in and be involved in 4-H. It can teach you so many things like leadership and accounting and be able to take care of something, you know, more than yourself. You know, maybe go out and check livestock or go out and be able to go with somebody that has livestock and maybe they'll help you with it. You know, I mean, we're always glad to help people out, and that's what I hope to expect from, you know, everyone. Just treat like everyone that you want to be treated like.
Very good. Dexter, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that leaves only one left. Let's talk to Haley Schmidt. She's the 2012 Cass County Fair Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You excited?
Yeah, I am.
You seem shocked when we announced
it. I know. It's really amazing. I'm really, really excited.
Well, tell us who your folks are.
My parents are Neil and Tracy Schmidt.
Okay. And why'd you get involved in stuff like this, whether it be the Queen Contest or the 4-H, FFA, all that kind of stuff? Why'd you decide to get involved in those kinds of things?
Well, 4-H is really, 4-H and FFA both are just really a great experience, and to get involved, and it's a really big part of my life, and I put a lot of time and effort into it, and a lot of hard work pays off.
Well, that's very true. What's the best thing you've ever been able to do at fair, aside from being named Fair Queen? That's the obvious thing. Other than that, what's the best thing you've ever been able to do at fair?
Probably just meeting a lot of new people and being able to show sheep. That's really fun for me. And it's just a really fun experience to be at fair. And it's just...
Have you brought a lot of projects over the years?
I have. I brought a woodworking project this year. And I usually take food, nutrition, visual arts, citizenship, music, a lot of different things.
Do you have a favorite project that you've ever brought here?
Probably my woodworking project this year.
What's it of?
It's a piano bench.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have to do with this?
Well, I made it during my shop class, and it was my first time ever in the shop. So it was a really great learning experience. I learned a lot, and I was just really proud of what came out that I made.
So this wasn't just a refinishing job. No. This was a build from scratch.
Yeah. It was really fun, and I learned a lot.
Well, I bet you did. Well, talk about the honor of being the Fair Queen now. You have an opportunity to do a lot of things, hand out ribbons and stuff, mm-hmm. and kind of be a representative for the Cass County Fair this week. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah.
But also, in a couple of weeks, you'll get a chance to represent Cass County at the State Fair. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I always enjoy watching it on TV, and I get to be up there now, and I'm really excited.
Have you had a chance to talk with anybody, past fair queens, that, or will you do that, that give you some advice?
Yeah, I hope to. I've talked to Aaron Steele, but that's pretty much it. But I hope to meet a lot of new people and learn about the state fair.
Okay. Well, give some advice to those kids. Why should they get involved in stuff like 4-H and FFA?
It's a really great experience. You learn a lot, and it's something you'll remember all through your life. You learn a lot of life skills that you can take with you. It's just a really great experience in citizenship, leadership, anything you can think of. That's 4-H.
All right. Well, very good. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.